your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Jimmy's got some really interesting things to say about what's going on right now. To me, that's very sad. Having said that, though, I'm talking with Richard Postma-Doc right now real quick. We're not going to talk politics. We're going to talk about what's going on right now in the precious metals sector. Doc, when I was head over heels in precious metals probably 5 or 6 years ago, one of the factors that I felt very strongly, and I was correct most of the time, had a positive impact on the price of the precious metals, specifically gold and silver, was what's going on politically. Logic tells me right now that what's going on politically in the United States is absolutely terrible. And I have to tell you, I think it's going to be very, very positive for the price of the precious metals. Do you have an opinion?
Well, for gold, I think geopolitical events have short-term impacts on pricing for the precious metals, especially for gold. You can get an impact that way, but ultimately I feel that it's financial situations that eventually gets gold moving. And I think we're consolidating here. I think we've been moving down since last year in August. And I think we're having a couple months up here, and I think this month looks pretty good, but then we're going to have to get careful for gold again, because I think on a long-term chart, it's moving up to hit that downtrend line on the upper part, and we can move another $40 here, but then I think things get dicey for gold. The geopolitical events can impact it, but I think only short-term. It has to be ultimately the financial aspects that really impact gold. And down the road, I see those as being a very good instigator for gold after we get through with this consolidation move down, where gold will once again start another move higher. But that's going to be down the road yet. We have to work through this for a while, I feel, Al.
Give me a time frame, will you, Doctor?
I think we can bottom out pretty much on this by the end of the year and into the first part of next year. And then I think we can trade sideways for a while, but then we're going to be in the position after that to get movement. And that could happen toward the end of next year or into 2023. But I think by that time, we have a real good opportunity to move this market much higher. It takes time for monetary madness to impact these markets. When everybody sees the amount of money printing that has been done, gold doesn't react necessarily right then. There's a delay to this sort of thing, and it takes time for that to work through the system, and I think it's going to take a number of months yet. And then I think we make a move higher that's going to be the one that everybody's been waiting for.
You know, I have to tell you, I think one of the most positive aspects for the precious metals, gold and silver right now, really, quite frankly, is the Progressive Party. And it's because of the reason that you just gave right now. The stupidity that's going on right now as a result of the new executive branch, and I'm speaking entirely of the money printing situation right now, is absolutely amazing to me. And basic economics, Doc, tells me that when you go into debt that much, the amount of debt that is being amassed by the United States right now is pure stupidity. It is simply impossible to service that debt for any length of time. More and more people are going to realize that. I would have to say that the mainstream media is going to have to start reporting that. because the situation is not something that America, because of the new executive branch, can work their way out of effectively. It's making life a lot more comfortable for the average American right now, but for the future of America, the country that I love, it's nothing but negative future activities. Any comments?
Yeah, and we're seeing the decline of a nation that had such great opportunities lying ahead of it, and it's as much internal decline as it is external.
Yeah,
and it's something that we've watched through history with the decline of every great nation that seemed to rule the world for a while, whether you go back to Rome and Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan, all these people, and then you had Britain and France and Portugal and Spain, most recently over the last couple hundred years, and then it became our time in the 40s when the dollar became the supreme currency. Every nation eventually shoots itself in the foot. And if you look at the footprint of history, they all go through the same type of activities. They repeat it, and it's almost natural, Al, because people don't learn anything.
Right.
And they make the same stupid mistakes over and over and over. And we're doing the same thing as a nation. We're outgrowing our supply lines. We have military personnel all over the world, and they're talking about pulling back from Afghanistan, Iraq. Well, they're not doing it because they're smart people, but they know they can't afford it anymore. That's the problem, and that's another area that they consistently have to feed the monster, and that's the military.
Yeah,
and they feed the monster by creating demons out there, like Putin and others that are going to swallow us up. Well, Putin's never going to swallow us up. But they create that demon to justify spending more money for the military. And it's not to protect us as Americans. And so every nation goes through this. And unfortunately, gold is going to really have a big move with the amount of money that they're printing and the fiscal irresponsibility, because we're stealing consistently from the future because of our debt. We have to keep printing even more money all the time.
I hate to say, you made a very valid point, and I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we have people who are paying our radio stations to carry our show, so we have to take a break for them. Dr. Postma, thank you for your time, sir.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.